The Kingston Climate Summit is returning this summer, bigger and more ambitious than its inaugural year. Presented by Sustainable Kingston, ICLEI Canada, and the city, last year's event brought together community members for a full day of panels, workshops, and conversations focused on local climate solutions. Now, organizers are building on that momentum. The 2026 summit expands to a two-day event. This year's summit, themed Shaping Our Future Together, will take place June 3rd and 4th at St. Lawrence College. Julia Stroud, Executive Director of Sustainable Kingston, sat down with CFRC to share what's in store. Well, to start us off, the summit is expanding to 2 days in only its second year. I was wondering if you could speak to what came out of that first event that made you go, we've got something here that we need to build on.
Yeah, so we had a fabulous time last year, and I will add that actually it was just a week before I started in this role, but I was able to attend as a community member. And it was just this fascinating mix of people coming together who are working in the field as well as interested community members. And it was a mix of speakers and workshops and tours. And so we've been able to add an extra half day. So that will expand the speaker section. But we're also going to have the tours again. Last year, the tours were focused on getting active with transportation, food farming and forests, and climate action across Kingston. So we're still working on the themes for this year, but they were a lot of fun last year. And so I know a few people have already said that they're really excited that it'll be offered again.
Awesome. And you mentioned there's going to be some more room for speakers this year. I was wondering if you could expand upon what this expansion makes room for in terms of both the programming and the overall experience.
So with expanding the speakers, we'll just have a little bit more room to delve into a few subject areas. So the overall theme for the summit this year is biodiversity. So that you might have started noticing that everywhere. That seems to be the theme across Canada and a lot of other countries as well. And so we'll delve into that in a couple of areas, both within the speakers and also within the workshops themselves.
Awesome. And how are we kind of building on this momentum from last year?
Well, I mean, that event last year came together quite quickly and it had great attendance. And so I think we'll expand a little bit more into other parts of Kingston, but also the region as well.
And the theme is Shaping Our Future Together. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to what that means for Kingston right now and why it's so important for community members to get involved in this conversation.
Yeah, I think it's particularly important because, as I mentioned, the theme that's emerging is biodiversity. And biodiversity is not only really important because that's what we're finding is, you know, it can reduce species loss. It can also be a sink for emissions. But it's also, it's visible. It's fun, right? It's something you can do on your own property or your business. It's something you can see. And so I think that's quite exciting because a lot of climate action can be, quite frankly, a little bit sad. You know, it's always the things are getting worse. Well, biodiversity is actually really hopeful. All the other work is also super important, but biodiversity is something that people can actively do and every little bit counts. And so it's quite an exciting area to be expanding into.
Again, you mentioned there, we're talking about biodiversity this year. What are some of the biggest climate priorities and challenges facing Kingston that we may see addressed in the programming this year?
Yeah, so Kingston has actually started on its biodiversity action plan. And so that is a process that will take a number of months, but obviously highly relevant here. It also just finalized its adaptation and resilience plan. So that came out a month ago. And so that's available online for anybody to take a look. And so it'll be continuing those same themes. You know, how can we become more resilient as a community? Which, again, everybody plays a part in that, both larger organizations, the government, as well as individuals.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could speak to a bit what the audience for this looked like last year and who you're hoping comes out this year.
So last year it was a good mix of community members and people working in the field. So, you know, people in small nonprofits or Queen's University, the city itself. This year we're hoping to see all those same people, plus a few more, really. I think it would be great to see people from lots of different fields just because this is relevant for all of us. So it's partly just people working in the field, but also for other community members and other organizations to kind of see themselves in climate work because we all can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you had any goals this year. What will success look like for this year's summit?
I think success will look like expanded partnership. So that's the other aspect that we're delving into. So there's the Kingston Climate Partnership, which is new. It was announced at the last summit, and we'll be talking a little bit about what we've accomplished over the year, what we're working on. And if that grows and connections are made, you know, someone from one organization meets someone from a different organization, they realize they have something they can work on, I mean, that would be amazing.
Awesome. And no spoilers, but I was wondering if you could give us maybe some of the stuff that you've been working on since last year's summit.
So the partnership has come together. We've signed on quite a number of organizations and we've formed working groups. So there are four working groups within the partnership. There's buildings and energy, biodiversity, food, and integrated mobility. And we've started meeting as groups with the idea that really we will find projects to work on. So this is partly knowledge sharing, but also just an opportunity to seriously advance climate action in the community.
Awesome. And how can folks learn more about this year's summit and get involved?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. If you go on our website, which is sustainablekingston.com, there's the event page there, and also through the City of Kingston's page.
That was Julia Stroud, Executive Director of Sustainable Kingston, on this year's Kingston Climate Summit. Organizers say the full lineup, including keynote speakers, will be announced in the coming weeks. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.